This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine says its troops have retaken 7 villages from Russian forces in the country's south and southeast. The reported gains emerged Monday in the early stages of the nation's counteroffensive. Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Millar wrote on the Telegram app the Ukrainian flag was flying again over a village in the eastern Donetsk region. She also reported gains in villages in the neighboring Zaporizhia province. The 4 indigenous children who survived for more than 5 weeks in the Colombian jungle are recuperating at a Bogota hospital. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
Children aged 1 through 13 were found on Friday after a plane crash that killed their mother and 2 other adults. Manuel Renoque, the father of 2 of the rescued children, says their survival is nothing short of a miracle. He told reporters they will tell their own stories after visiting them at the hospital. The children had been missing in the jungle since a Cessna 206 carrying 7 people issued a Mayday alert due to engine failure in the early hours of May 1st. The bodies of the adults, including the children's mother and pilot, were found inside the plane.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Officials in Miami, Florida say they are prepared for the possibility of protests ahead of former U.S. President Donald Trump's scheduled court appearance in the city to face a criminal indictment. Miami's Mayor Francis Suarez.
In our city, we obviously believe in the Constitution and believe that people should have the right to express themselves. But we also believe in law and order.
Police say law enforcement is prepared for protests of any size. This is VOA News. The U.S. decides to rejoin UNESCO and pay back $600 million dues to counter Chinese influence. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
U.S. officials say the decision to return was motivated by concern that China is filling the gap left by the U.S. in the UN Cultural and Scientific Agency's policymaking, notably in setting standards for artificial intelligence. The U.S. and Israel stopped funding UNESCO after it voted to include Palestine as a member state in 2011, and the Trump administration decided in 2017 to withdraw from the agency altogether, citing long-running anti-Israel bias and management problems. The return of the U.S. is expected to face a member vote. I'm Julie Walker.
The International Labor Organization says 160 million children, nearly 1 in 10 worldwide, are engaged in child labor. And in observance of the World Day Against Child Labor, it is calling for action. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The ILO reports conflicts, natural and man-made crises, and the COVID-19 pandemic have plunged more families into poverty and forced millions more children into child labor over the past few years. It reports Africa has the largest number of child laborers, with more than 72 million, including 31.5 million employed in hazardous work. It says Asia and the Pacific rank second highest, adding all 3 regions together account for nearly 90% of the children working globally. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A prominent U.S. senator is digging into the historic merger involving the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. AP correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
The leader of a Senate subcommittee is demanding the PGA Tour and Saudi Arabia's LIV Golf present records about negotiations that led to their new agreement. Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat from Connecticut, sent letters Monday to PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan and LIV CEO Greg Norman, spelling out the, quote, serious questions regarding the reasons for and terms behind the announced agreement. Last week, LIV and the Tour stunned the golf world by agreeing to merge the PGA Tour and European Tour with the Saudi golf interests, while also dropping all lawsuits between the parties. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Across Central Florida, the 49 victims killed and dozens more survivors of the massacre at a gay-friendly nightclub were remembered with the unveiling of a 13-meter-wide mural and an overnight vigil at the site of the Pulse Club on the 7th anniversary of the tragedy. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA